Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, August 1st, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden. Leading off today, Apple's Home app doesn't have any new publicized features in iOS 26, but a new code leak reveals that Apple does have one new feature in the works that relies in part on Apple Maps. In a post on Twitter, Steve Moser says that code discovered in the iOS 26 beta references a new feature called Adaptive Temperature. Apple's description is that this feature adjusts your HomeKit thermostat temperature when someone is at home or predicted to arrive soon. It adjusts when everyone leaves for the day, and you can also set separate preferences for when everyone is away for an extended period of time. This clearly relies on new Apple Maps features like preferred routes and visited places, the idea being to become more intelligent about your daily movement. Similar adaptive temperature and intelligent temperature features have been available in third-party apps for smart thermostats for some time, such as Ecobee and Nest. These features, however, have been missing from Apple's first-party home app. The home app does let you configure automations for your thermostat based on whether you're home or away, but it lacks any sort of predictive technology trying to learn when you might be home or away. There's no word on when this feature will launch, but given that the code is in the iOS 26 beta, we'd expect it to debut sometime during the iOS 26 cycle, perhaps with a 0.1 or 0.2 update later this year. Next up today, Apple has reported its earnings for fiscal Q3 2025, the quarter ending on June 28th. It was a successful and huge record-setting quarter for Apple in a number of different ways, and Apple beat analyst expectations in multiple different categories. The company reported overall revenue of $94 billion, impressive year-over-year growth of 10%. Net income came in at $23.4 billion, an increase of 9% year-over-year. Apple doesn't report unit sales for any of its hardware product categories, but it does report revenue for each of those categories. iPhone revenue came in at $44.6 billion, an increase of 13.5% year over year. Mac revenue came in at $8 billion, an increase of 15% year over year. Services revenue topped $27.4 billion, an increase of 13% year over year. Wearables, home, and accessories saw a decline year-over-year, dropping 8.5% to $7.4 billion. The iPad category also saw a year-over-year decline, dropping 8% to $6.6 billion. Apple CEO Tim Cook said, quote, "Today, Apple is proud to report a June quarter revenue record with double-digit growth in iPhone, Mac, and services, and growth around the world in every geographic segment," end quote. We've compiled a handful of different charts visualizing Apple's earnings for the third quarter with comparisons to prior quarters and prior years. You can check those out by hitting the link in the show notes. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden, the trusted solution for password, passkey, and secrets management. Bitwarden helps individuals and businesses take control of their digital security with tools that make managing strong, unique credentials simple across all devices. That includes desktop, browser, iOS, Android, Apple Watch, and Apple Vision Pro. With features like end-to-end encryption, secure autofill, and enterprise SSO, Bitwarden protects you from phishing attacks and data breaches. Over 55% of people have abandoned logging into accounts because they forgot a password, and 60% say managing passwords is stressful. Bitwarden makes it easy with options like biometric unlock, password sharing, and the ability to manage logins, identities, and payment info across platforms. It even supports passkeys and secure sharing, all with zero-knowledge encryption. Check it out at the link in the show notes or at bitwarden.com. My thanks to Bitwarden for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily. And rounding out today, we have a handful of tidbits from Apple's earnings and comments from Apple CEO Tim Cook. In an interview with CNBC, Tim Cook said, quote, "We are significantly growing our investments in artificial intelligence. We're embedding it across our devices, across platforms, and across the company. We are open to mergers and acquisitions that accelerate our roadmap," end quote. Cook also said that Apple has acquired around 7 companies so far this year, although none of them have been huge in terms of dollar amount. On the subsequent earnings call with analysts, Cook said that Apple asks itself whether a company can help it accelerate a roadmap, and if they can, then Apple is interested in an acquisition. These comments from Cook come a month after Bloomberg reported that Apple has held internal talks about acquiring AI search startup Perplexity. Perplexity just closed a $1 billion funding round, pegging its value at more than $18 billion. That would be Apple's largest acquisition by a wide margin, a title currently held by the Beats deal, which happened in 2014 for $3 billion. Whether or not Apple makes an acquisition in the artificial intelligence space remains to be seen, but these do mark surprisingly upfront comments from Tim Cook about Apple's thinking on the matter. Elsewhere during the earnings call, Tim Cook revealed that Apple has just crossed another major milestone, shipping its 3 billionth iPhone since its launch in 2007. For those keeping track at home, Apple shipped its 1 billionth iPhone back in July of 2016, 9 years after the release of the first iPhone. At the time, Cook touted that the iPhone was one of the most important, world-changing, and successful products in history. Apple didn't publicly announce when it shipped its 2 billionth iPhone, though analysts estimate that it happened sometime around September of 2021. Cook's comments about Apple shipping its 3 billionth iPhone came with little fanfare. He said on the earnings call, quote, "We also recently marked a significant milestone. We shipped the 3 billionth iPhone since its launch in 2007, end quote. The figure is notable because Apple stopped reporting unit sales for its hardware products in November of 2018. Then Apple CFO Luca Maestri said at the time that the number of units sold in a quarter was not representative of the underlying state of the business. And finally, during Apple's earnings call, Cook shed more light on the ongoing impact of Trump's tariffs. Cook said that for the June quarter, Apple incurred approximately $800 million of tariff-related costs. For the September quarter, Apple is currently expecting around a $1.1 billion impact due to tariffs. This assumes the current global tariff rates and policies remain unchanged and no further tariffs are added. We've got more details from Apple's Q3 2025 earnings call at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. We are on summer vacation next week, so we're back on August 11th for a new week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts, where you can leave a rating and a review. Find an ad-free version at 9to5mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. You can find all of the latest Apple news at 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And again, we're back on August 11th for more Apple news.